The Taliban last ruled Afghanistan in the early 2000s, and many of us recall horrific scenes of public executions in soccer stadiums, full-body burqas for women. But at a press conference yesterday, the Taliban of 2021 tried to strike a new tone. No to revenge attacks on Western collaborators, and yes to women's rights within the bounds of Islamic law. That is what they say. What they're doing is already firing on Afghan protesters and beating people en route to the airport. So, have the Taliban changed? Might it? Thomas Rutij is with the Afghanistan Analyst Network, where he's co-director and senior analyst. And Thomas, welcome to Here and Now.
Yeah, hi, Scott.
Hi there. Let's start with this press conference in Kabul yesterday. Any signals to you of an enlightened Taliban, as it were?
Well, yeah, the Taliban have been working on that for a long time. They have learned, I think, since last time they lost power in Afghanistan, of course, because of the terrorist attacks on 9/11, but also after isolation from the international community for many years because of their repressive regime, that they cannot alienate the international community and the entire Afghan population at the same time. Mm. So they're trying to make gestures towards them.
I see. So that is the international community matters to them. The people at home, of course, matter to the Taliban. Let's spin back first to 1996 briefly. Can you remind us what big change the Taliban brought when they took control?
Well, in the beginning, when they took control, that's between 1994, when the movement was established, until 1996, Kabul was taken. They first ended a civil or factional war, which had broken out after the Soviets had left the country after their invasion. And the Taliban, actually, former Mujahideen, came and tried to end that by disarming all those factions, and they succeeded to a large extent.
And then, of course, we saw on the screens some horrific footage of public executions, etc. From what we saw of the Taliban rule in the 90s, does it suggest that there might be certain non-negotiables for the Taliban going forward?
Yeah, I mean, what they also said yesterday at the first press conference in Kabul is that their ideology, their belief in Islamic values has not changed, and that's actually the fact. But the Taliban's also a political movement, and they need to adapt to the political environment, and I think they're trying to do that. It's easy to believe why people in Afghanistan do not believe that, because they still have the experience from the years before 2001 with these harsh measures,
sure,
the public and so on.
Right. No, of course, I can imagine someone on the streets being so terrified now. The political environment, let me ask you what you learned as a scholar about how it changed when the Taliban were in the wilderness, as it were, the last 20 years. What did they learn about how to evolve, about how to innovate in order to stay in power in the pockets of Afghanistan and Pakistan where they were?
Yeah, and increasing pockets over the years. I mean, they actually evolved from a guerrilla movement into a parallel government with at least embryonic government structures, and tried to cater to needs of the people, running schools and clinics. Mm.
And so then now that they're back in power, are these questions of the social contract important to ask? Surely they're, you know, the people of Afghanistan will be thinking about this, that, you know, can they provide us with perhaps basic level of services in order to live?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly the questions Afghans have. And the Taliban have tried to respond to that in those areas they have been controlling. That was seen as positive by a large population of the people, not because they love the Taliban and their way of how they rule so much, but because they are just sick and tired of 40 years war and are happy when the war is ending, and regardless who is running the country. But also, I mean, there is a lack of a political and military alternatives inside Afghanistan to them. So I think a lot of the people in Afghanistan will need to accommodate themselves with them.
Yep. And so going forward, can you provide maybe two versions of what daily life might be for a family in Afghanistan, a more optimistic version, quote unquote, and a different one?
Mm. Yeah, it's really too early to say in which direction it will go. I mean, one version or one scenario would be that the situation settles down, at least the war ends, and the Taliban really start thinking politically and more constructively about rebuilding the country and also reaching out to the international community, because they will need external resources for that. And the other version would be they just show us a nicer face currently, and when the attention of the world turns away, they're falling back into old repressive practices. The danger is that they do it in hiding, but of course the world also has changed, and there are all kind of people around with mobile phone cameras, so we will hear about it and keep up the pressure on the Taliban not to relapse into that scenario.
Thomas Rutich is co-director and senior analyst at the Afghanistan Analyst Network, and he connected to us by Skype. Thomas, thanks so much for your time.
I thank you.